USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Confidence in the military is down, with many military-age Americans declining to join in the protection of our country and interests. The Reagan Institute releases an annual survey of public attitudes on national defense, and this year only 48% reported having a great deal of confidence in the U.S. military. That's down from 70% in 2018 under President Trump. French President Emmanuel Macron's visit to Washington, D.C. has been all hugs and kisses, except on one key issue, the massive Inflation Reduction Act bill, which Macron reportedly denounced to U.S. lawmakers on Wednesday as super aggressive toward European companies. U.S. job growth rose faster than expected in November as the labor market remained resilient in the face of higher interest rates and inflation bordering on recession. The Labor Department said in its monthly payroll report released Friday, employers added 263,000 jobs to American payrolls, beating expectations by 63,000. Unemployment remains in place at 3.7% nationwide. Rostin Benham, chair of the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, testifies before the Senate Committee on Agriculture about the need for better regulation on cryptocurrency in the wake of the FTX cryptocurrency collapse.
We are here today because the latest events involving FTX lay bare the consequences and demand accountability. As I have stated publicly many times before, I strongly believe that we need to move quickly on a thoughtful regulatory approach to establish guardrails in these fast-growing markets of evolving risk, or they will remain an unsafe venture for customers and could present a growing risk to the broader financial system.
A TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Japan, Britain, and Italy will announce an agreement as early as next week to jointly develop a new advanced jet fighter for their militaries. The new security partners believe they can help counter neighboring China's growing military presence. Florida's chief financial officer said on Thursday his department would pull $2 billion worth of its assets managed by BlackRock Incorporated, the biggest such divestment by a state opposed to the asset manager's climate agenda and skin color over character in the workplace. BlackRock has roughly $8 trillion in assets. Big showdown for the last Senate seat that is up for grabs out of Georgia. Katie Lewis from our Midwest Bureau has more on the Warnock-Walker senatorial race.
A new poll shows a virtual deadlock in Georgia's Senate runoff 5 days before Election Day. The survey from Emerson College Polling and The Hill has Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock with 49% support from likely voters, while Republican challenger Herschel Walker is the choice of 47%. The 2-point difference is within the poll's margin of error.
Country music musician Toby Keith is sharing a positive update about his stomach cancer. In his first interview since publicly sharing the diagnosis last year, Toby assured fans that he was getting back to fighting shape and says as long as everything stays hunky-dory, then we'll be looking at something good in the future. End quote. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that, because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.